Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
Hi. Hello. Welcome to episode 34 of the Sisters Like Us podcast. With our new format of trying alcohol and Allie wanting it to be a surprise, we don't get to cheers at the beginning of the episode anymore.
Well, I feel like every once in a while, like if we start, if it gets to the point where people are sending us stuff,
then it won't be a surprise. Yeah,
then we'll cheers. But like, cheers, like, whatever.
But today, Allie wanted it to be a surprise, so here we go.
Okay, I'm gonna use this blanket because I'm a little chilly anyway.
Okay, she's gone on like the world's shortest t-shirt dress.
In honor of it being Father's Day.
Okay.
I got a seltzer that's called.
Oh, I've seen this.
Oh. Happy Dad.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to get the mom one. Have you seen the mom one that has like names? It's like Karen and Nancy and like,
well,
Linda.
It's not Mother's Day.
Okay, well.
It's Father's Day. So we got Happy Dads.
Oh my goodness. I will have to tell Allie, we cannot do seltzers every week. And in fact, I brought a backup drink. I didn't know what it was going to be, but I knew it was going to be a seltzer, and so I brought a backup drink.
Well, yeah, we're not gonna do seltzers every week. One company that I really want to reach out to is Craft Mix, because it's kind of like a Crystal Light, but it's alcohol. So it's like,
do you pour it in water?
I don't know. We'd have to
that doesn't seem like it would work.
No, I feel like you pour it in liquor.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll have to try that. But okay, we have wild cherry, lemon lime, pineapple, and watermelon.
Oh wow, we're not gonna open all of these, are we?
We're gonna try them all. It's more fun that way.
You have to work kind of early.
Okay, so hold wild cherry.
Okay. They're cold-ish. You thought about putting them in the fridge, like.
Lemon lime. So Happy Dads, God, we're giving people free sponsorships, literally. So Happy Dads are gluten-free. Same with Loverboy. I have tried one, but a long, long time ago.
Okay.
So I don't remember what it tastes like. It is obviously a seltzer, but it's like a beer can.
Yeah.
Instead of like, I think when I've seen people drink it before, I thought they were drinking beer.
Right.
Because the logo's very like.
Yeah, it is very beer-esque. I feel like that's the concept, right, is Happy Dad, is that it's a hard seltzer, but it looks more like a beer than like those seltzer cans. They're 5%.
And they're much.
No, they're 12 ounces.
Oh, okay.
But the fact that they're 5%, that's the highest I feel like I've ever seen on a seltzer.
Yeah. Okay.
Where are we going first?
I feel like we just go lemon lime first.
Yeah, classic. Okay.
Well, okay, I'll do pineapple, you do lemon lime, and then we'll switch. Ready?
Three, two, one.
I love it. Hopefully I didn't just wait.
Oh. Smells like Sprite.
Wait. Might as well be pineapple.
Now can we cheers?
Okay, cheers! Happy Dad, happy sisters.
Oh my God. It's like a less sweet Sprite.
Wait, why am I getting like a beer-ish?
No, it doesn't taste like beer. That's so interesting. Okay, wow. So if you like the taste of Sprite, it's literally like a less sweet Sprite.
Oh wow. That's good. I don't like the pineapple.
I don't hate the pineapple.
Lemon lime's not bad.
I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
There's some sort of like, I forgot to mention. 100 calories, no artificial sweeteners, 1 gram of sugar. So Loverboy has still got 0 grams of sugar. Next. Watermelon. I hate watermelon flavored things.
I also dislike artificial watermelon.
Okay.
It's like the same. I also don't like artificial grape or artificial banana.
I love grape.
Like grape flavored stuff?
Ugh. I love grape. That's like my favorite Olipop flavor is grape.
I'm gonna cut that.
I'm the worst. Woo! Okay, ready? Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay, I gotta smell it.
Whoa. This smells very strong.
Wait. You didn't say what you were trying.
I have the wild cherry.
Okay. I forget. Okay, like, I feel like you guys just might need to like watch this section on YouTube because it's just our facial reactions.
Yeah, yeah. It is more interesting on YouTube than the listening.
Okay, honestly, like I thought I was gonna hate this and I don't hate it that much. Maybe because it is less sweet. Because I feel like
one tastes like medicine.
The watermelon White Claw is like disgusting. Yeah, that's a big no.
Yeah, this is gross.
Okay, so do you want pineapple or do you want almond life or do you want your old fashioned?
I want my old fashioned.
Okay. Looks like I'm quadruple fisting.
Allie's gonna drink all four
by the end of this episode. I'm kidding.
Wow.
Just kidding.
I mean, they are only 5%, but.
I have to work at 7%.
And I'm gonna have this old fashioned I made because I was anticipating I wasn't gonna like any of them. I actually don't hate the pineapple one, but it, like I said last week, I really struggle with carbonated stuff.
This I feel like, I mean, yeah, it's pretty carbonated.
Yeah, it's...
Well, we'll do a non... You can pick next week.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I told Allie to just pick, to go to Benny's and pick something this week because my in-laws are in town. And they're actually on an adventure to go get ice cream right now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I didn't want to have to deal with trying to figure out. But I will figure out next week's alcohol situation.
Gorge.
Okay. Do you want to start? Do you want me to start? I have a couple things on my list.
Well, let's start with what came out today, even though you haven't watched it yet.
So... I have this on my list in a different way. We actually never talked about it. We kept thinking that we talked about it on the podcast. We may have talked about it with each other, but we did not talk about it on the podcast.
Last episode we did, a little bit.
No, I don't think so.
All right, guys, let's unpack this.
No. Here's what I think. Here's what I was gonna say. First off, I think we need to put it at the end if we do want to talk about it, because I feel like it needs to come with a spoiler warning. And so if people want to peek out, then
we'll come back to it.
Yeah, but also I feel like maybe this episode we come back to it, but also you're right. I haven't watched any. Have you watched some of the new episodes? We're talking about Bridgerton, by the way. You already watched it? All four?
I'm like halfway through the second to last one, so no.
Damn.
I couldn't stop. The way I was like kicking my feet excited for this second half, like let's just wait till the end to talk about all of Bridgerton, but we're talking about Bridgerton. So we'll come back to it.
I think we should wait until we both have finished all the episodes.
Okay.
Can you handle that?
Yeah.
Okay. The other issue is I could have watched an episode or two during the day today while I was like doing stuff or on the house or whatever, but I got my husband into it. The last, like the first four episodes of season three, I turned it on in the living room and he got sucked in. So
I feel like there's not really, like, people know everything. Like, there's not really a spoiler. Like, people know, like, if you've seen Bridgerton, you know
what's gonna happen.
What's gonna, like,
I don't know. I feel like we just have to be careful. Because well, people, this is all I'm gonna say. Okay.
This is all I'm gonna say. I felt as though I was, like, invading something. That's how, like, I felt more, like...
Like it should have been on HBO?
Like, it should have... Like, I felt like I should have maybe not seen what I saw. Like, it felt like you were, like, literally, like disturbing someone's privacy.
Wow, that is very interesting.
It was very intimate. So...
I'm excited. I say we put a pin in it, and I promise that by next week, we will have watched it.
Okay. Cool. Check. Moving on.
Okay.
Do you have anything that like flows into that?
No. My two other things are very not related to that.
Okay. Well, I'll talk about one more thing that's like new that like came out. Do you listen to Sabrina Carpenter?
I listen to them when they come up in my Instagram feed.
Please, please, please.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Please, please, please. It's like, I know every single word. I'm about to like say the hottest take. I like this song better than any of the songs that came out on Taylor Swift's new album. Like, I am obsessed with it.
That's a hot take.
Not only, like, it is relatable, but it's also just, like, so good. And the music video, like, having Barry Keoghan, her boyfriend, in the music video is so iconic.
So it's so funny to me that music videos are still a thing.
Well, I didn't even know they were. Like, I don't watch them.
No.
And then this one came out, and, like, she, like, posted on her Instagram, and I was like, wait, I need to watch this.
I mean, I used to love watching MTV and, like, watching music videos regularly, and I just didn't even know that was still a thing, but...
We'll watch it.
Okay.
It's so good. You've heard the song.
Yeah, I've heard the song, but...
Yeah.
I didn't watch a music video.
It's iconic that they are dating, like her and Barry, but then it's also would be so iconic if they broke up because the song is literally about, like, don't, like, embarrass me, like, don't, like, screw me over, like...
Yeah.
But, anyways, so I've been listening to that, like, on repeat.
not on my list, but music related. Do you listen or have you listened to any of Meghan Trainor's new stuff?
I listened to, what did I just add to my album?
To your summer playlist?
Or yeah, To the Moon.
Yeah, I like it. Her stuff is just catchy. It very much is like traditional pop catchy stuff, and I like it.
Well, that's why I like Sabrina Carpenter, because it's just like, it's pop.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, it doesn't have to have this whole like deeper meaning.
Yes, exactly.
And like, I love Taylor Swift, but like, I've genuinely found myself starting to like skip her songs, like when I'm just like listening. And like, it's probably because I overdid it in the beginning.
Yeah, you did.
But, you know. Right, oh, you want me to keep going?
Yeah.
This is so unrelated. So
we're, okay, we're completely just total jumping. Pivot.
So, as you guys know, huge core power girly. Love core power.
Insert large eye roll from Lincoln.
Why?
Okay, I just feel like it reminds me of like when everybody started doing CrossFit and you just had to hear about it all the time. Like,
you only hear about it all the time because I do it all the time.
I feel like it's just one of those things that people who do it regularly like to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Sydney Wade were literally sitting in our apartment yesterday practicing chaturangas. Which, yeah.
Okay, anyway, what were you gonna say?
I feel like we could do like maybe like a little goal update, because we haven't done that in a while and we kind of need to.
Okay.
Because, so, as you guys know from the original goal episode, I talked about being like a healthier version of myself this year. So while core power has been like really great for like strength training, it's been helpful for my stress and anxiety. It's just like a good part of my day. I've been wanting to start running.
Okay.
So
I also think for you, the good thing about core power is that it's really close to your apartment. Yeah. And so it's really easy to follow through and commit to. And it's like on your schedule, you sign up for class and it's easy. It's not easier, but you're less likely to quit and not go.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Running, I don't mean like run like every single day, but I mean like start, because I do like to walk. Like I enjoy walking, but like sometimes I'm like, I find walking like a little bit time consuming and just kind of like,
yeah.
And I don't know. So basically Sydney Wade is like training for a half marathon.
Okay.
And wow. So she's like recently started running. And
has she ever done any races before?
No.
Okay.
And she like just ran her first like 6 miles straight, which was like huge.
Yeah, but she's also like ridiculously fit. She just looks like,
she
like looks amazing, and I just would assume she could run 6 miles and it'd be fine.
Yeah. So I like got, this like app. So I'm going to like, just like start running. Like,
is it Couch to 5K?
Well, I got that one, but then she uses Nike Run Club.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Use that one.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the Nike Run Club app, like programs. I've heard a lot of people say good things about the app if you are just like a runner for tracking and like setting goals and whatnot. I did Couch to 5K a handful of years ago and then ran the 5K and then was like, never again. I just don't like running. I don't like it. It's not for me.
I feel like every once in a while I'll like get into it again, but I just like feel like I need a little bit more like cardio in my day. And
yeah,
like
that's
also
fair.
Like it's a good way to like break up my work day and like get outside, because like I always do like a 7:30 core power, so then I can like go at like 1 and just like, I know that from my house to the lake is like a mile, so I can do just like a mile and back.
Yeah. So are you setting any specific goals around that, or are you just going to try to fit it in?
I think what I'm going to do, and you can tell me if this is dumb, I'm going to like just, you know, like sprinkle running into like my week, like for the next like month or so, and like see how it works, and then kind of like reevaluate and think like, okay, like how, like should I do like, you know, like yoga sculpts and then do like a C2 in my running day and then yoga, like, you know, and really try to like map it out. But like right now I just want to see if like, I'm not going to do all this stuff to prepare for it and then be like, okay, wait, I hate this. I don't want to do this. You know what I mean?
First off, that I think is a great idea, because so many of us get caught up in planning as procrastination or making a big plan for something and then it not actually being something we enjoy. Mm-hmm. I also always tell people to start with like where they're at, and seeing how it goes is a really good way to try it out and see where you're at. Like what feels good, what time of day, how long, you know, etc. I also don't know that you need to try and pair it up with your core power classes. like do on certain days. I think with you and the uniqueness of your schedule, you know, the days that you're, I feel like you would be better off doing it that way. Like the days that I'm at home, I run, or the days that I don't work, or you know, whatever, yeah, something like that,
yeah,
versus whatever your core power looks mm-hmm. like. I just think that your
or schedule, maybe like on the weekends, like I could run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't
days
know.
You don't work, and so yeah, I feel like your schedule is so all over the place that you're better off basing your running on that versus your core power class.
Yeah. No. Yeah, you're right.
That's my thought. Because if you tried to make it too specific, like I only run on days I do this kind of class, then like there's going to be a week where those classes are only offered on the days you're in the office, and then you're like
yeah,
pissed.
Yeah.
So
you're so right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that's, I mean, and I think running, like, also goes, like, hand in hand. It kind of, like, tackles a lot of things. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like right now I've, like, gained so much muscle. And, like, I think running will just, like, help me, like, lose a little bit more weight.
I think, I definitely think that's possible. The other thing I was going to say is, in terms of making goals and plans about this, the summer is going to be a little bit harder because... Yeah. It is going to be dictated a lot by the weather. There are going to be days that it's hot and you're not going to want to run in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And like today.
Yeah. But like, I feel like I would maybe go like later at night or like mm-hmm. earlier in the morning. So
yeah,
but you know, we'll just see. Been doing my volleyball. I've only done like 2 weeks of volleyball.
I just have to say, y'all, last week Allie goes, yeah, 8:30 is the latest volleyball could ever be. And then last night,
I did 9:30 game, but like apparently there's only you only have like one 9:30 game a season.
Okay.
So
I'll believe that. And
I'm glad we got that out of the way. Volleyball is like one of those sports where like you cannot be in your head. Like you just have to go for everything, no matter how stupid you look. And I look stupid.
Yeah, I feel like when you join those kinds of things, you're not joining it to, like, look awesome while you're doing it. Like,
yeah, adults... we have a guy-heavy team, so a lot of them, like, kind of want to win.
Okay, I didn't say not to be competitive, because I could never not be competitive.
Yeah.
But you're not going to necessarily look the smoothest while you're playing.
Yeah.
Because you are...
I'm a good server. I can serve overhand.
Yeah, you said that last week. Because you are an adult who has never played volleyball, so you're going to look silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling you out.
I played volleyball.
Not like.
I literally got asked yesterday. They were like, did you play in high school? I'm like.
No.
I literally go, does it look like I played in high school? I was like, like falling backwards. Like, no, I played ultimate frisbee.
I wonder if they just asked you that because you're like kind of taller.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, is it because I'm tall?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, like you're lying.
How tall are you?
5'8".
Okay. Which for a female is tall.
Hell yeah. Anyways, but speaking of sports, doing these like team effort things, I just like miss that. It's so much fun.
I can see that.
And I've said this a bajillion times, mm-hmm. but I'm just like, do I want to get back into frisbee? Yeah. It's like, yes, I do. But I also, do I? I'm like, if I have time for a once a week volleyball league, I have time for a once or twice a week like frisbee league.
I didn't think you wanting to get back into frisbee was about time. I thought it was about finding a team that was good because you're so used to being on a good team.
Well, I'm not good anymore.
Well, yeah. And then also being athletic and you're getting
actually,
your cardio.
I don't know how good I would be because let me tell you something. From core power, I have a very high endurance. I do not get tired in those volleyball games.
So then maybe you will be good at frisbee.
So maybe I'm better than I think I am. I'm just going to start with... See, I'm not going to say something about me, but something about me. I try to do so many things at once.
Yeah, that's fair. You're
playing
volleyball.
And I overwhelm myself. Like, let's just think here, right? I'm working. I'm playing volleyball. I'm starting my own business. I'm writing a book. I'm reading a book. I'm
doing a podcast.
I'm watching 5 shows at once. I'm... starting to run. I'm doing core power. Like, I don't stop. Like, I don't
there's
stop.
Not, and it's also peak for your job right now. Like, it's peak wedding season.
Actually, it just kind of depends, right? Because my venue is, like, booked every weekend. So, like, it's not, we don't have, like, a certain time of the year.
Okay.
Like, we do have a peak, but, like, I had so many in the beginning of the year that actually around this time is where less planning is actually done. Whereas we actually do more of the, also like I'm so hot. We do more of the planning in like those off season months. So I actually feel more overwhelmed when it was like winter.
Well, that makes sense because like of the planning is happening before the actual wedding.
Right.
And like executing the wedding is maybe time consuming in that moment, but like not behind the scenes.
Right.
So yeah, I think that you can handle Frisbee from a physical standpoint and I think you would enjoy it. I think maybe now is not the time. I think focus on volleyball, one team sport at a time. When volleyball is over, I think you can then start to research Frisbee.
Yeah. And I know like a couple of my friends from like my old team like play on a team.
Really? In the city?
Yeah, I know. The one time I went back to Naperville for an alumni scrimmage, I literally made such a fool.
Yeah, but I feel like that's different than an alumni thing is different than we acknowledge that we are not professional Frisbee players, but we played at one point in our lives and we like it and enjoy it and we want to play again.
That was like the best shape I'd ever been in my life. Was playing Frisbee.
Yeah, Mom and I were watching this video the other day from that summer, like your high school graduation summer. You were so thin.
Like, guys, like I used to be a size 2. And, you know, you don't appreciate, I feel like a lot of people can relate, right? Like,
Yeah. You
know, when you're like 18, 19.
Yeah.
Like, those are just your years. Like, you're past the point of awkward puberty.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like.
At least for women.
Yeah, and you're likely in some sort of activity, whether it's a sport or like dance or something where you're like constantly
physical.
Doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hit college and it's like, fuck.
Yeah, you start drinking
and like, to be fair, like, here's my excuses. I also like went through a pandemic in college. I'm kidding.
You can't blame this shit on COVID.
No.
I think it happens to everybody.
Pain on COVID.
No, everybody tries to do
Everyone's
that,
like. Gained weight.
So okay, wait. So one of the things on my list was goals related, so it's perfect.
Okay. Should I finish the rest of my goals? Like, should we just, like, use this to talk about
goals? Oh, sure.
Okay. So, reading's been going great.
Yeah.
Finish Part of Your World.
Bye. Look at this stuff.
Abby, whatever. It's cute. I mean, I have this problem where I seem to always... be drunk when I finish books. And like, I never remember how they end. And like, the weirdest thing about this book was like, it ended at like 92%. So I was like, wait, is that it?
Wait, but that's a thing in Kindle. And it really frustrates me because I feel like I'm looking at the percent and I'm like, oh, I have this much more. And then it just ends and you're like, wait,
was that it? They're like kissing under the rain. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, they're together. Wow.
Yeah. Did you expect a rom-com to end any other way?
It was like really cheesy, like major, like it would be like one of those like really cheesy movies with like those random like popular actors from like Disney Channel that like put together like a Netflix movie. Like that's what it was like.
That's amazing. I love that. So now what?
So The Housewife is Watching came out.
Are you gonna read it?
I've already started.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, Millie is like, oh wait.
No, yeah, I guess.
I'll just tell you.
Yeah, if you haven't read Housemaid, the first one, highly, highly recommend.
And the second one. And Housemaid is Watching, it takes place like almost a decade later.
Oh.
So.
Okay. I need to finish.
It's going to be such a quick read too. It's like the same thing where it's like 4-minute chapters, just like constant.
Love it.
But anyways, so reading's great. That's like one of my goal things. My goal for June was to finish 3 books, which I think I'll do. I'll finish Housemaid pretty quickly.
It's only like the 14th. You got plenty of time.
Yeah. I did add something that I didn't discuss with you. I'm so sorry. Or maybe I was going to add it and I was waiting to discuss it with you.
All right.
I wanted to add stretching to one of my things that I do.
Okay.
Every day. Because I feel like stretching kind of makes you more like in tune with your body.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't want to do, like, stretching, meditation, journal, like, all of these things. But, like,
yeah, I remember you bringing up meditation with me.
Yeah, meditation is, like, I don't have time for that. Like, that's a commitment. But, like, just doing, like, a couple stretches. And, like, I already, like, it's kind of just, like, something I can, like, check off anyway because I, like, do it during core power.
Well, that's my question. Are you stretching to,
like, would you count that within core power, or would you feel like you need to do above and beyond stretching?
I think it depends on the class. Because if I'm doing core power two, like, that's all basically stretching and, like, okay. And, like yoga movements. Whereas, like, sculpt is more of just, like, a HIIT workout with, like, some stretching in the beginning. So I think I would do, I don't know, you tell me. Like, I don't think I need to track it.
Well, I feel like if you're setting a new goal, you do need to track it if it's something that you want to work on. But what I'm trying to get to is, what are you trying to get out of it? Is it just about stretching after you work out? Is it about, being like in tune
and like anxiety and like muscle tension and like that kind of
right. So if that's the case, then I would think of it as something different than your workout. And like, it's a routine that you want to work on that has nothing to do with what your workout is that day.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think reading is like what we have right now for like stress.
Your anxiety, yeah.
And I think that it is helpful, but I think I need something a little bit more that's just...
Yeah, maybe physical. Yeah. Will help. Can you see yourself doing that more like in the mornings or in the evenings?
Probably in the evening.
Okay. Like a before bed kind of moment? Because you typically... Do you shower at night?
No, because I shower right after core power.
Oh, yeah, okay. But again, stretching, it's not like you're getting sweaty or anything. So you could easily like do it and then like get ready for bed.
Yeah.
Are there any other habits that you typically do like right when you're like getting ready for bed?
As in?
I'm trying to get to like something you can stack it on top of that you can, that's like a trigger. That's like, when I do this, then I also stretch. Because you don't read every night.
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't watch TV at night anymore at all. I haven't done that since January 1st. I put on my rain music and I just read.
Well, that's amazing. Okay, so right before you start to read, start with one stretch.
Okay.
Like pick one.
I think a good time would be in my routine. I like get into bed with my lamp still on and I like make my... undo my bed for me to get in. Mm-hmm. And so maybe like right before I do that and then after I put on the rain music, then I like stretch with the rain music on.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. You put the rain music on and then before you read.
Yeah. This is probably so not entertaining for anybody.
I disagree.
Oh yeah, maybe like your demographic.
My community.
Yeah, we'll find it. Demographic.
My demographic. We'll find it interesting.
Brown hair or red hair, blue eyes.
33, married, one kid.
One peanut.
But what I would start with, the key here is that you don't overwhelm yourself with this like giant ass routine, stretching routine.
No, yeah.
Pick one. What's your favorite stretch?
Cat cow.
Done. That's what you start with.
I literally just do a cat cow and then like, you know, like into a child pose and then like just kind of what I do in the beginning of core power, and it like helps me drastically. I probably will realistically just do like what we do in the beginning of core power. It takes like...
But here's the thing. I want you to think of the minimum is just the cat-cow. That way, if you're like, oh, I don't want to do the whole thing, you don't have to do the whole thing. You do the cat-cow and then you're done.
Okay.
But if you feel up for doing the whole thing or doing more, you can always do more.
Yeah.
Like, you have to think about it as the minimum.
Yeah.
Like, you're not... You don't have to do more.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Check. Drinking 2 days a week hasn't been an issue. You know, I have a couple weeks where I like...
Yeah.
Whatever. There's like things that happen. I actually didn't drink at all last week except for,
the one seltzer we had on the podcast.
So the eating out, so if you guys don't know, like for a while I was doing like 3 days eating out, but I was looking at it from the perspective of like
the whole day,
like that day, like I could eat whatever. I haven't been perfect with that, but also like the amount, I cook so much more now.
Okay.
Like...
So do you still feel like that's something you need to set a goal around?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So once again, like I said with the running, you need to start with where you're at. And so it seems
I don't want to change it, I don't think.
You still want to do 3 days and then you eat whatever you want?
No. Like do what we like originally had planned where it's like 3 meals.
Well, what I was going to say is if we're switching it from days to meals, the number might need to go up for a little bit until as you transition. So what I was going to suggest was next week, like it's the middle of June. So don't start new goals tomorrow, right? Like I'm thinking July, you'll like start fresh goals. So for the next couple of weeks,
just kind of track how many meals out you're eating. And you are somebody who does eat out breakfast, so count that.
Yeah, not anymore though, at all.
Really?
I eat my oatmeal every morning and I make my own coffee every morning, except like...
I'm not necessarily counting coffee. I'm talking about food.
But I make my own breakfast every morning.
Okay, then never mind.
Breakfast is like one of the meals... Well, see, that's what I'm saying is like I've started cooking dinner so much now. Because I go to the grocery store and I've been getting stuff that can be used as multiple meals. My chorizo. Like I made like chorizo tacos and I've been making my homemade guac, which is so good. And then like the next day, like I'll have like chorizo nachos.
So it's funny because I had cooking on my list because you've been getting so into it. I wanted you to like talk about it.
Oh, I'm okay. So Sydney Wade, God, Sydney Wade used to be on this fucking podcast. Sydney Wade introduced me last summer to her watermelon feta salad. So we like constantly have watermelon in our fridge, just like cut up because it's so good. So I make that all the time. I have it like in my notes. Like you can put the recipe right here. It's so good and like super easy ingredients.
Also, I started doing this in my YouTube videos and now I know where it came from. It's you. You do this and I have been spending too much time with you.
Can you add the little emoji right here?
My God. Anyway.
What else? I've been loving cooking tacos a lot with corn tortillas and making my own guac.
Fancy.
Oh, and then I recently made a caprese turkey burger, which was like ground turkey with like basil and feta and like eggs and panko breadcrumbs.
Feta in the burger. Mm-hmm. Mm.
And then you put it on a ciabatta roll with like, you know, tomato and mozzarella and like balsamic.
Fancy.
Had that with like sweet potato fries a couple weeks ago. And then like, of course, like when I'm at the store too, like I'll get like a couple like easy meals when I like have a really busy day. So like I'll get like, I've been really into banza pasta, which is like a chickpea pasta. Yeah. So I'll get like banza, like mac and cheese, right? If I'm really craving like mac and cheese, like chicken nuggets, like I get like my, like, you know, healthy, you know, with quotations, chicken nuggets and like mac and cheese. Like if I just like want that like Southern, like comfort meal.
What else have you been cooking? Anything else fun?
Yes. Pasta salad. Banza pasta with like salami, mozzarella pearls, tomatoes, cucumbers. Maybe that's it.
I mean, some kind of dressing.
Well, yeah, like the so it's like the light quotations zesty Italian dressing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so good, and it lasts like all week. So I always like make that at the beginning of the week, and like it's such a good like snack. Or,
yeah.
Like, whatever.
That's actually a really good idea for a snack.
And so I've been really getting into pasta salads now. So next week I'm going to make a Caesar salad pasta salad. And I told Mom, I'm like, when we go on the boat in the summer, like, I'll bring the pasta salad. Because I've been, like, so, like, into making them. I've really, for a long time, I thought of cooking as kind of like a chore. And I noticed I found myself waiting until, like, I was super, super hungry before I even started thinking about cooking. And now I just kind of like have more of a routine where it's like, okay, like, you know, I'm my mother's daughter and I like to eat at 5 p.m. So like, you know, at 4:30 I'm like, okay, I'm gonna start
cooking.
We
love you, Mom.
Like I'm gonna start cooking at 4:45, 5 o'clock because, you know, I do enjoy eating that early.
It's also good for you because it's good to eat that many hours before you go to bed and you also go to bed early.
Yeah.
So it does make sense.
It does make sense given the fact that I go to bed usually at 9.
Yeah, exactly same.
I've been really loving that. I've been loving trying new things. Like, I finally got into like a routine of like what are like the main things that I need to get at the grocery store every time I go. Like, you know, my oatmeal, my breakfast stuff, my coffee, like whatever. And then I it's kind of like exciting because I get to like, oh, what am I going to make this week? Because I always, every week, have, like, one new meal that I'm going to make.
Okay.
That's different than, that's like, funny. You know?
Yeah.
So, and I've actually been a huge Whole Foods person recently, which I know sounds like, oh, bougie. It's bougie. But actually, with the Prime discount, it's not.
Well, and depends on if you can get the generic brand. Because the Whole Foods 365 brand, if you can get that version, like, milk, eggs, whatever, it isn't as bad.
I also just like the Whole Foods. There's something about the Whole Foods.
Which one do you go to?
the one by North Ave, like by the Nordstrom Rack and over there. It's kind of hidden a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know, I look forward to going to the grocery store. Whereas like Mariano's is a little bit more like overstimulating for me. It's very like,
More traditional grocery store. And so there's a lot of options.
And I love Trader Joe's, but sometimes I feel like I go in Trader Joe's phases where I'm like, oh, I love Trader Joe's. Like I love everything from there. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, but they don't have exactly what I want. Yeah. So I like go elsewhere.
That's the problem. If you're married to your recipe and it's like a really specific recipe, Trader Joe's may or may not have what you need.
Yeah.
Now there's always going to be staples that I need at Trader Joe's, mostly the coffee. That's what coffee are you making at home?
I just get like the Starbucks iced coffee and then put the Chobani creamers in it. And that's it. And that's been really fun because Chobani has like a ton of different like creamer flavors. So I've been kind of like trying them all.
What's your favorite?
Right now, I think it's just the vanilla one, but they have like white chocolate mocha. They have like cookie dough. Yeah, they have, oh no, maybe it's the sweet cream that I like.
So speaking of goals, I have decided to add the podcast to my goals.
Okay.
I was holding off doing this because I wanted it to be more of a hobby and for fun.
Yeah.
As opposed to it feeling like forced and like it is a goal. I think that's a pineapple one.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you didn't like it.
Well, I don't like those ones.
Oh yeah, those ones are bad. Anyway, so I was holding off adding the podcast to my goals because I wanted it to be for fun and like a hobby and like no low pressure. But I am not good at doing things on time and consistently if they're not part of my goals.
Yeah.
So, and there's things that we keep talking about related to the podcast that we want to do. And
oh, I do have an update on that too.
And I am like, I need it to be on my goals. So I've added it to my goals.
Okay.
And it's not going to be super complicated, but it's things like I'm going to schedule time to research a neon sign. I'm going to, you know, make sure that I am editing it on time and that we're posting other things on Instagram besides just about each episode, like it, making it a little bit more interesting and whatever. So, yeah, that's all.
Well, speaking of, like, stuff that we've talked about.
Yeah.
I know that we, like, talked a little bit about, like, taking photos. And I know you said, like, you don't want to do, like, it just doesn't seem, like, realistic for us to do, like, an actual, like, photographer.
I don't want to, I just don't think it's worth investing in right now.
So, okay. Yes, agreed. But I was scrolling through Facebook, as I do. Not really.
That's not Gen Z of you.
You know, Facebook has been surprising me a little bit lately.
Oh.
And there's this girl who posted something. Like, I'm looking for, like, someone who's, like, starting their business that, like, means, like, photos done, like, whatever. It's not free. Photos done.
But it's sure it's at a discount because she's trying to get, like, for her portfolio.
So I said that I wanted photos done for my business.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do, like, photos at the lakefront. I want to, it's, like, coffee shop. Like, yeah. That's kind of the vibe that she wants to do. But she's like, you know, giving me a discount because like I'm a wedding vendor and she works like with a lot of wedding vendors. She's a lot of social media marketing for like wedding companies and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, like my sister and I have a podcast and we were like kind of talking about taking photos. But again, like we were talking about doing them ourselves and whatever. And she said, oh, I love the podcast idea. I actually know of a studio in Chicago that has a podcast set up if you wanted to shoot with props, like blah, 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 which I don't, it's not our vibe anyway, so it doesn't matter. But like,
right, we have a setup with props.
But her prices are like really cheap. Well, I don't know. We'll talk. Anyways, but you're right. We don't need to do that right now, especially because I have a camera and we can do it ourselves. But
I just feel like I am adding it to my goals because I do want to commit and be serious about the podcast. But from a monetary investment standpoint, is a little bit
maybe
silly.
I should just focus doing it for my business right now.
Yes.
And then we can revisit it later.
I just think that we have people, and by people, I mean we could ask Lindsay, we could ask Cindy Wade, we could ask, like, we have friends that can take good photos. And we can get cute, and
I just feel like we get cute, we, like, go to the lakefront, we, like, get, like, a bottle of, like, pink champagne.
I actually say we do some here also.
Yeah.
We do some with our chairs, with our mics, with, maybe we get the neon sign first.
Yeah.
Or we can do the lakefront ones first, and then we can do them here. But I just think we have options without paying for them yet.
Yeah. Oh, you have... Wait, you could wear, like, the dress. Oh, but it was a pregnancy dress. But that dress that you
It's wore, actually not a pregnancy dress.
You could wear that, and then I could wear the long sleeve one.
The brighter color one? Yeah. The lighter pink one?
Yeah.
Those will look good together.
Or you know what would look really good? If we got hot pink blazers.
Like my other photos, I rented that blazer. Mm. I have some of my brand photos, I'm in a hot pink blazer, but I rented it from Rent the Runway.
I don't know, we can chat, but, and then one more thing. So, like, as you guys know, I like to change my mind a lot, which we do not have to go through with this, but I definitely changed the font again just to try something. I literally, there's something about, for me, it's too boxy. Like, I need it to be girlier, and it's not, like, it's not girly enough for me. We can put it right here, and if you guys think it's cute, then cool, but if you don't, it's fine. You might not like it because you like stuff that's more...
I like boxy. I like simple. I like easy to read.
I don't. Like, I just love that.
Whoa! That is so hard to read.
No, it's not. It's literally not.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, you know what? Fuck it. Never mind. Pretend I didn't say anything.
I just feel like you also change your mind all the time about the fonts and the design, and you're just like constantly changing it. You're like, hey, I changed profile pic again.
And like, another one of my dream jobs would be to like literally just make stuff like that for people. Just like make like logos and stuff would be so much fun. Mm-hmm.
You could do that on the side. Didn't I tell you about that website?
Time.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I don't have time to do that on the side.
That's the summary here. Allie doesn't have time. Period.
Yeah. I don't. Also, wait, what website though?
No, I'm not telling you. No.
Wait, what?
I told you about it. It's called 99 Designs. And the cons, I told you about it
I remember.
I told you about it from a consumer standpoint, but you could also, I guess, do it as the artist standpoint.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
That's how I got my logo. Wow, we have.
Yeah, this is too long. We gotta go.
It's not too long.
Oh.
It's not too long, but we have been talking for a while. We've definitely.
Last week, there was something in the air.
Like we were just...
I feel like we were just not...
No, I'm in a much better place this week.
Yeah.
I'm in a much better mood.
No one was okay.
No, it was not our best work. But but sorry, that's also kind of the beauty, I think, though, of it being weekly, is you get to see us at our, like, maybe not as great.
Yeah.
But, like, we're doing it every week.
Yeah. And, like... We just, like, have so much fun with this. Like, I feel like it's just the reason why we keep coming up with stuff is because we just, like, enjoy it. And we enjoy, like, just, I don't know.
Well, we would talk to each other about some of this stuff anyways.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of, like, flows. Mm-hmm. And are you going to drink the cough syrup one? No. So.
I got to drive home.
Note to self. The Happy Dad seltzers don't get the multi-pack because the wild cherry tastes like cough syrup.
So there was another package there that was like different.
No, geez.
Which is why, okay, so here's the thing. This is what we need to stop getting companies that we want to reach out to, because Happy Dad was one of the ones I wanted to reach out to. So,
but you could. What you could do now is reach out to them and say, hey, we did this package with these flavors, although we didn't give them a... very
good. No, like, it was good. What did you rated Loverboy yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, I did two. No, maybe one.
What? Amanda and Kyle, I love you so much.
Anyway.
Oh!
But hold on. But my point is, we could still reach out to the companies. Like, we could reach out to Loverboy and say, we tried this one flavor. Can you send us all the other flavors? Same thing, Happy Dad. We tried this variety pack. Can you send us the other variety pack?
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Okay, what were you going to say? Is it about Summer House?
No, but Love Island, USA and UK came out.
Oh. I saw somewhere somebody's getting a divorce from somewhere.
Oh, I don't know who those people were. I saw it on TikTok.
Okay.
Okay, anyways. Happy Dad, sleepy sister. Time to go. Actually, I'm not that sleepy, but.
That's okay. You will be soon. This was a good time. And we'll see you next week.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, we can cheers at the end of every episode.
There we go.